The Alliance Health Department says West Nile virus has turned up in the city. The Ohio Department of Health confirmed a mosquito collected at Butler Rodman Park tested positive. The city recently treated the affected area. Health Department staff continue to identify and remove areas of stagnant water and larvicide, which is the primary method of mosquito abatement. The Health Department recommends avoiding outdoor activities between dusk and dawn, wear light-colored clothing, long pants, long-sleeve shirts, shoes, and socks, and use EPA-registered mosquito repellents. Two suspects are now in custody in connection with last week's fatal shooting of a 19-year-old Canton man. The U.S. Marshals Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force arrested 16-year-old Savion Monroe Monday afternoon at a home on Cleveland's east side after a brief standoff. He's charged with murder in the July 14th shooting death of Jordan Horton. 25-year-old Jason Singletary previously surrendered to Canton police and is charged with complicity to murder. He remains held in the Stark County Jail on a $1.5 million bond. Authorities continue to investigate a multi-vehicle crash in Canton that took the life of one woman. Crews responded to the intersection of Harmont Avenue and Route 62 late Saturday morning. 30-year-old Erin Stevens of Alliance was taken to Altman Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Carbon monoxide is suspected as the cause of death for a man in Canton. Fire personnel were called to a Ruby Place address around 7:30 Saturday morning, where they found a person unresponsive. Testing reportedly detected elevated levels of CO in the building. A generator operating inside the building is the suspected source. The victim was later identified as 39-year-old Curtis Bruckelmeyer of Summit County. It was not indicated in what type of building the incident took place. The official cause of death is pending toxicology reports. Former Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell is being held in the Stark County Jail on a Michigan warrant related to child support. Bell was arrested Sunday by Jackson Township Police on a courtesy hold for another agency. His attorney tells the repository Bell is being assessed child support based on the NFL salary he earned in 2020, but he hasn't played in the league since 2021. The attorney says Bell recently paid $50,000 in child support using an NFL pension, but argues the court should base payments on his current income. Louisville City Council adopted the strategic visioning report Monday. More from WDPN's David Schurer.
The report is the product of 2 days of discussions in mid-June on the strengths, challenges, opportunities, and threats within the guidance principles of the process, which was evaluated on how council serves the Louisville residents. The goals include actions needed to produce economic development and preserve both the capital assets and the quality of life. The 14-page document is available for review at City Hall by request. Also adopted was the Leadership, Cultural, and Behavioral Commitments the council seeks to build and maintain in their operating organization.
A second suspect has been arrested in connection with a string of Stark County business break-ins that police say caused more than $10,000 in losses. 52-year-old Janet Wilson of Canton faces 14 charges after police allege she worked with 49-year-old Patrick Hoover of Strasburg in several break-ins. Investigators say the cases include a safe being cracked at the New Deal in Tuscarawas Township, cash registers and a safety deposit box stolen from Ray's Diner in East Canton, and a safe taken from the Red Dog Saloon. Hoover faces 47 charges in 5 cases. A new partnership is aiming to help address Ohio's doctor shortage by expanding training opportunities for future physicians. Northeast Ohio Medical University and Mercy Health are working to give NeoMed students more clinical experience at hospitals in Youngstown, Lorain, and Cincinnati. Officials say the goal is to prepare more doctors to serve Ohio communities and encourage graduates to stay in the state. A Salem man will spend 2 decades in prison after pleading guilty to child sex abuse material charges. 38-year-old Scotty Skiba was sentenced in federal court to 20 years after admitting in February to receiving, distributing, and possessing illegal images of children. Court documents say a search of his Penn Avenue home led to the discovery of electronic devices containing more than 1,400 images and 38 videos. Skiba had been under investigation since February 2025. A search is underway for a missing man last seen at a Mahoning County campground. The Sheriff's Office and the Ohio Department of Natural Resources are looking for Sean Miller, who was last seen early Monday at the Berlin campgrounds on Bedell Road. Authorities have been using boats and drones in the search. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office. A Youngstown man lost an appeal of his sentence for involvement in a deadly shooting. 33-year-old Akeem Hargrove was sentenced to life without parole for a fatal shooting in the city. He was found guilty last August of aggravated murder and murder. Prosecutors say Hargrove shot 26-year-old Devin Bell during an ambush at a gas station on South Avenue in December 2022. A co-defendant, 36-year-old Zachary Bear, pleaded guilty to manslaughter. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison. The 7th District Court of Appeals ruled against Hargrove in a 2-1 decision. A man's benefits card was stolen, leading to the arrest of his nurse aide. 46-year-old Kalisha Jackson of Liberty Township pleaded guilty Thursday to charges of misuse of a credit card and theft from a person in a protected class after police identified her using security footage, camera tracking, and vehicle registration. Jackson admitted to taking the card, citing financial troubles, and apologized to the victim. She will be sentenced August 13th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.